Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, all the chips in the BC. It is Saturday, the 15th of March, Anno Domini 2014. And you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose. Nothing to lose. Kick off your shoes. Don't get the blues. Here comes the news.
Should we beware the Ides of March this week?
It is. Today is the Ides of March. Very exciting.
Beware of Romans bearing knives?
Exactly. Alrighty. On Tuesday, Google launched separate add-on stores for its Google Docs and Spreadsheets product. To browse add-ons directly without navigating to the stores first, just hit Get Add-ons in the add-on menu of any document or spreadsheet. Add-ons in the stores are created by developers, partners that give users more features in their documents and spreadsheets. Once you install an add-on, it becomes available across all your documents or spreadsheets. Since Google Docs is in the cloud, you can start using the add-on in question right away. Docs and Sheets add-ons are powered by Google's Apps Script, the company's server-side JavaScript platform with virtually no startup time. If you create a script that is distributed as an add-on, Google promises the following benefits. Better discovery. Add-ons let you distribute your code through a polished storefront, as well as direct links and even Google search results. Sharing. When two people collaborate on a document and one of them uses an add-on, it appears in the add-on menu for both to see. Automatic updates. When you republish an add-on, the updates push out automatically to all your users. No more hounding people to switch to the latest version. Share functionality without sharing code. Unlike regular app scripts projects, add-ons don't expose your source code for all to see. And it has enterprise features. If your company has its own Google Apps domain, you can publish add-ons restricted just to your employees. Google claims add-ons in the stores look and feel like native features of Google Docs and Sheets. This is largely thanks to the companies providing a CSS package that applies standard Google styling to typography, buttons, and other form elements, as well as a UI style guide that offers guidance on designing user experience similar to existing Google Docs products. Add-ons available right now for Docs include Mail Merge, Write to MailChimp or Avery Labels, a thesaurus, table of contents, a translator, a bibliography and citation generator, e-signing, workflow management, and others. For Sheets, you can get Google Mapping and Analytics, workflows, schedule generators, project management with Gantt charts, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So, our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is Google add-ons for Google Docs and Sheets. And your choices are, it's what I've been waiting for, it's worth looking at, meh, and Google what now? And the number one answer is meh, followed by it's worth looking at, followed by Google what now? And the only two votes for it's what I've been waiting for. But I know you'll have more to say, so when you're done with the poll, look down the right-hand column to Fascinating Stuff. The forums are there. If you click on the forums, the second forum choice is the poll discussion, and in there you will see the latest poll, which is 15 March 14, Google add-ons for Google Docs and Sheets. And then, of course, give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. But before we do any of that, let me tell you, I am very, very excited to present to you a very rare opportunity. That's right. We here at Jazz 90.1 are once again giving you the almost unique opportunity to become a member of this station. Yes, it is our pledge drive, and we've said this a million times. We don't get any federal money, any state money, any local money. All the money that comes to keeping this station alive comes from you, our listeners. Become a member. It takes less than a minute. you get to have in your ear the mellifluous tones of Steve Ray as he takes your pledge, and we will be delighted and thrilled to make you the latest member of the Soundbites family. And if you are already a member of the Soundbites family, first, thank you. Secondly, please, if you can, please increase your membership level.
Or just renew.
Or if it's time to renew, you should absolutely do that. We have said this many times, but it does bear repeating. We live or die by your personal generosity. This particular system that we have here is designed to let you participate in this station and vote for your favorite shows. If you want to keep a show alive, you put your money where your heart is, and this is it for us. So we would love for you to give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. And I know there are hundreds of you who listen to the podcasts every week. It costs money to, and you're listening on the stream, and it costs money to allow that stream to get out there. And it costs money to generate and save and serve that podcast. And we would love to continue to do that, but that stuff ain't free. So we need your help. We need your understanding that this is something we only do a couple of times a year. And in exchange, we don't sell soap.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of commercials and all this other stuff that you're constantly being inundated. Just our show alone, we only are required, and they're really not that long. Our show here, which Rob took a chance on bringing the only talk show on this radio station, 5 years ago now?
Yeah.
Coming up on 5 years, to invite us to come here and, do our shtick, which we've been doing come this September, beginning of 25 years. So we've been here answering your computer questions Saturday after Saturday. And twice a year, we come to you and say, hey, you know what? For all this knowledge that you've gained, all the help that we have given you, maybe you haven't called directly, but you know what? You've jotted down a little note. Oh, maybe I should try this. Or, yeah, maybe give that program a try. And you've really enjoyed it, and it's helped you. Well, this is a time that we ask you to kick back and say, hey, what was it worth to me? Did I save, a repair bill? Just even unscrambling my hard drive, because it's getting harder and harder every week to keep those machines clean. But the show helps you do that. So these two times a year is when we come to you and say, hey, we helped you. Now it's your turn to help us. Because like Nick said, we don't get any public funds or anything else. And it is tax deductible. So it's a win-win situation. We're here every Saturday. It's a tax deduction, and you get help. It doesn't get any better than that.
And if you had to hire the three of us to come to your house and help you individually, that would cost a fortune. So take just a fraction of that and pledge it to the station.
Yeah, because I want to know what they're having for dinner. No
exactly
fussing.
Right. As I always say, add up everything you've spent on hardware and on software. I'm not even talking about the time it took you to figure out what your problems were or to give us a call and we solve it for you. Just figure out what your hardware and software cost you and think about donating 1%. Because we do have levels of membership, 35, 50, 100, 500, 1,000, whatever you want to pay. But if you would find it easier to just send in $10, $20, $5. Mm-hmm.
We don't care. It's no wrong amount.
We want you to be a member of the family. There's no price tag. The person who donates $500 is not more a family member than the person who donates $10. We're just happy to have you as a member of this family. And so give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. We should probably go to the phones now because we've had a very patient person, Andy from Greece, patiently on the line. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon. afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, and I'm something you just brought up kind of blew my mind. It's really been 5 years since you moved over to 90.1?
Yep.
Time
yes,
flies.
Sir.
Ooh. Okay. I spoke to you folks probably about 5-6 weeks ago now with a problem I was having with Avast on my old computer. Finally managed to get that resolved, got the taxes in. And yes, I know that noise in the background is the XP clock ticking down. It's not Dave breathing heavily.
Yeah. it could be Dave breathing
heavily. I could.
Yeah, well.
Let's not go there.
But got the parts in, got a couple questions.
Yeah.
Picked up an Asus motherboard, i7 4770 processor, 16 gigs of RAM. Decided to bite the bullet and go for the 120 gigabyte SSD drive. The Windows will come up at a decent speed. Threw a 1 terabyte hard drive behind that. What else we got?
How much RAM was it again?
16.
Good.
Basically, got all the parts, ordered it, got it in, ordered it on Monday, and it was actually at my door on Thursday.
Nice.
And I didn't even ask for expedited shipping. It blew my mind.
Nice.
Got looking down through everything. A couple little surprises. You actually have to go out and buy the SATA cables separately. They don't include them.
You know, yeah.
Which is kind of an interesting thing, because the way it used to be, all your cables were, you know, it came with the motherboard or and the power supply and everything. So
yeah, not so much anymore.
It lowers the price, and they don't know how long a cable you want, so they give you too short when you're mad. They give you too long when you're mad. They let you decide.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, we will now go out and find ourselves a 4 SATA cables of some reasonable color and length and guess from there. Went to an Intel processor this time. All my current computers are AMDs.
Okay.
The cooler fans on the AMDs clip down. I actually have a little bracket you snap them in place with.
Yep.
The Intels, they snap down using plastic clips.
Right.
Stock fan that comes with an Intel processor, a decent unit, or should I be looking at a better one?
It's not a bad unit.
No, that's a pretty darn good one.
Yeah, so I wouldn't necessarily immediately go out and look for another one. Certainly, okay. It depends on everything else.
Oh, I don't overclock and I don't game.
Then you shouldn't have an issue.
Okay.
I would make sure you use, what is it, Arctic Fox Silver Arctic something, the
thermal
paste.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. You got to use the. Well, usually, excuse me, when you get the CPU.
Yeah.
It should come with a little thing of thermal paste with it.
A little syringe.
Or a lot of them are now even putting it pre-formed on there.
There's already I looked at it last night. I didn't pull any, and I opened it up and kind of looked inside. And I'm thinking, boy, this box is huge. And I open it up, and the whole box is cooler fan and heat sink.
Mm-hmm.
And tucked on a side panel, itty-bitty little side panel, is the processor chip that I paid all that money for.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was pretty funny, but
yeah.
Look at the bottom of the fan, and it's already printed on there,
okay.
Or applied on there.
Right,
so
right.
You pull off the
once you put the chip in, mm-hmm. and seat it, and make sure you set it in carefully,
mm-hmm.
and again grounding yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Set it in there; it should just drop in. Don't force it; it should just drop in like nothing. You lock it on down, and the reason for that big heat sink is because that thing runs pretty hot, and the bigger the fan, the cooler it keeps it, and the better it likes it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you should be all set, and once you get that in there, and within 10-15 minutes of you turning that thing on and heating it up, it's already sealed itself.
Okay, so it
yep.
just lines up and clips in
mm-hmm.
place. All right, so we don't need to worry about it. All right.
Yep.
All right. Well,
one of the other things, though, is it's still wintertime, believe it or not, here in Rochester.
No, really?
Your house is still closed up, unless you really like it chilly in the house. So 10-1 odds, there's a lot of static electricity running through the house.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Before you go into that case, make sure you touch that case that you're grounding yourself so that you don't wipe out anything that you're installing.
I have my nerd strap.
There you go, dude.
There you go.
All right, second question. Looked at the motherboard. There's 1 6 gigabyte per second port and 5 3 gigabyte per second ports for the SATA.
Yeah.
Looking at the box, the SSD and the hard drive are both 6 gigabyte per second drives. Now, I'm going to take a leap of faith here and assume that the 6 gigabyte will work with a 3 gig port.
Yes, it'll work slower.
Well, yeah, obviously.
But although I wouldn't think a mechanical hard drive would support 6 gigabytes per second anyway.
Well, I you know
the SSD maybe.
I would certainly put the SSD on the 6.
Yeah.
And the hard drive on the 3.
Well, that was what I was thinking, but I figured I'd ask you guys.
Yeah.
Western Digital says it supports 6 gigabytes per second. That may just be because it will, but it may not run there. I don't know.
Yeah, what's the actual throughput of the drive?
Burst mode.
Yeah.
Right. Sustained throughput might be a lot lower.
Well, I'm not sure I could really determine the difference between 2 or 3 gigabytes per second and 6 gigabytes per second, because that's a lot faster than I can count ones and zeros.
Right, yeah. Right.
Okay, so looking at it, I did check the power supply. It comes with, I got an Antec case, and that's coming from California. So the whole project's on hold till Wednesday of next week when box from California gets here. But I did check the specs on it, and it does have five ATA power connectors on it, so I don't have to worry about getting adapters for the power connectors.
Perfect.
So, Andy, we have a few other people waiting on the line. And I think I'm in good shape, and I do thank you. And
all right, thanks, Andy.
Hopefully this whole thing goes together and doesn't blow up on me.
Good luck. Let us know.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 21 minutes after the hour, and you can become a member by calling 966-5299 or toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Because we are Soundbites on the truly member-supported Jazz 90.1. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 26 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites, and we have not yet received one pledge.
How pathetic is that?
It's the part where I get depressed.
Maybe they're all pledging online, because we're computer folk.
Maybe they are.
That would be nice. That would restore my faith in a lot of the folks, because, like I said, you know, we're here every Saturday.
Whether I want to be, I mean, rain or shine. So, all we ask is a couple of times a year that you come and reach into your hearts and make a pledge. It's, there are a bunch of different levels. And if you pledge at the $90.10 level, you get the extended membership card, which has an amazing number of benefits. Lots and lots of places to eat, lots of places to go. Now, if you look at it online, you can also see that you can spend money at Dell and the Apple Store and get points and stuff for that, as well as a bunch of other online retailers. So you never have to leave the comfort of your chair and still take advantage of the card. I'll tell you what, that card, every year I get more back than I spent in my membership.
Same here.
Every single year. It's a heck of an investment. And in order to get that, you need to be at the $90.10 level or above. But I'll tell you what, we have lots of levels. And again, if you can only afford $10, give us a call. Make us feel good. And we'll be glad to let you be the newest member or a repeating member of Soundbites. We have, Rob took a heck of a chance putting us on the air. This station has never had anything like this before. Especially the three of us. And they certainly have never had anything like a call-in show before, as you can tell by the not tremendous capabilities we have here for doing call-ins. We'd love to put in a real call-in system. That costs money, as you can tell by the zero number of people who called in. Raising that much money is probably never going to happen.
Right.
But still, Rob keeps us around. He keeps this show on the air. And I honestly would hope you would show your gratitude for that by giving us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. If you're outside that 585 area code, it's 1-800-790-0415. And there are hundreds of you out there listening to this show on podcast. So if you're listening during the week, please, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Just put in the comment that it's for sound bites.
One thing folks don't realize, I'm sure, you work, excuse me, you work in radio. Well, you must make good money. No. The three of us here volunteer every Saturday to come in. We come in, and usually, I know for me, I'm usually leaving the house by 11 o'clock. I usually don't get home until 3. So there's 4 hours out of a Saturday that we could be doing other stuff. I know both Steve and Nick, they both have families, and they could be doing other things with their families, you know, far more important, I would think, at times. But you know what? No. Every Saturday, they're here on the air, just like with me, and we're trying to give you folks free computer advice. And it's only this twice a year that we come to you and say, hey, you know, we help you out. Now it's your turn to help us out. Like Nick said, we're not asking for, you know, the national debt to be settled here. We're just asking for a lousy $50,000 to help. And if you can do that, please give us a call. You know the numbers and help us get to that goal. Because the sooner we get to the goal, the sooner we give up all this talk.
Right. And if you are calling in to leave a pledge, please hang on. We don't have any help here today. Nobody came in to give us a hand. So we're doing this solo. So if you've called in and no one's answered, please hang on. We'll get to you very shortly. But we should get back to the phones. Our next caller is Carl from Pottstown, PA. Hi, Carl. What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. You?
Good. I have a question about a website. Certain times I'll go to a website, and it'll look fine on the screen, but I'll hit print preview, and it'll show a blank page. And when I hit print, it'll print a blank page. I'm on such a website now. I tried 3 different web browsers, and none of them will print anything. What causes this, and is there a way around it?
Well, what causes this is when nowadays with HTML, and particularly with HTML5, there's a thing called CSS, the Cascading Style Sheet. And that's the thing that says what colors things are, what fonts you use, et cetera, et cetera. What's interesting is you can actually put a different style sheet for printing than you do for viewing on the screen. So, for example, on the Security Tango, if you were to look at the page for Windows, for the Windows Waltz, you'll see additional things on the side, Google Ads and stuff. When you go to print it, all of that disappears. And you only get the instructions because I have set 2 different cascading style sheets, one for viewing, one for printing. What it sounds like is that the people who have created these sites don't want you printing their pages and have created a cascading style sheet for print that is simply blank. I don't know of a way around that. Oh, no, I do. I lied. I do. There is an extension. I believe there's one for Firefox and for Chrome that lets you replace the cascading style sheets from the websites with your own.
Okay, but I'd have to know how to do that.
Well, you download hold on. What do you use? Firefox or?
I use Firefox. I also use Chrome.
All right. I can look up Chrome actually easier. Eventually. Hold on. This is, there we go. If you go into the Google Chrome store and search for probably just CSS. I'm going to remember I'm working on a very old machine. CSS Reloader. There you go. There's one called StyleBot, which says change the appearance of websites instantly. Preview and install styles created by other users. And one of the things that you can do with that, mainly this sort of thing was designed for the visually impaired, so that they can more easily change the way a website looks so they can see it better. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And a lot of websites will have a button that says print this page because they know they don't print right.
Right. So that's the main way that I would do that. You would need to, you might want to start reading up a little bit about CSS, Cascading Style Sheet, CSS, and how to, and add-ons that will kill those style sheets. There are some difficult ones like Web Editor and Web Developer and a couple of others, but there are some fairly simple ones available.
Okay, I'll give that a try. I'll just, as a side note, I'll tell you what I did to get around it, although it only partially works, and that is I use Print Screen to copy and paste it into Paint. Then I bring it up in Paint, and I print it from the Paint program, but that'll only do one screen at a time. So if the web sheet runs off the page, I have to do it several times to get the entire page.
Right. No, absolutely. I get that. But this is this should do what you want to do much easier. And you can, I believe, automate it depending on which add-on you use.
Okay, that sounds great. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Yeah, style sheets are great, but if you do need to print a page and they don't want you to, I guess one choice is to respect their wishes, and the other choice is to do it on your own with something like a cascading style sheet changer.
Another program that I use, it's called Snagit for catching stuff on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
And you can select just a small area, or you can scroll down and collect the whole screen, hit it, and it captures the whole thing, and it puts it in the Snagit program. It's really cool.
Nice.
I like it. A lot of other features that along to with it that you can add to other tools and notation. So you can take that one particular snapshot that you have and doctor it up.
Yep, perfect. We've seen a lot of people playing around with style sheets. You can see some really amazing things on web pages now. Not if you're just using something like Drupal or the one that starts with a W, WordPress. But if you're doing your own system and you're looking at real cascading style sheets done by real masters, you can do some fairly amazing things with it. So I would love to see that. We'd like to thank a couple of people. We've had a couple of calls. We're very excited to thank both Lawrence and Mike for their very generous donations. We're very, very pleased to see that. Thank you, both Lawrence and Mike. And back to the phones. In just a moment, we've got Dave. This is great. We've got people making pledges, and we're thrilled and delighted by that. But we are slightly behind now all of a sudden. Our next caller is Larry from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Larry. What's up? And thank you very much, by the way.
Okay. You're welcome. Well, I'm also Lawrence. But anyway, I got a Acer laptop, and the Wi-Fi comes and goes. Mostly goes.
Okay.
Could there be something just loose inside that?
Yeah.
I would have opened it up and looked at it this winter, but I had a fractured wrist. So.
Yeah. Is that when the system is stationary?
Yes.
Okay.
Most of the time, you can't find it, but then I took it to church and I found it. I'm wondering if somehow it jarred along the way and it worked, and I brought it back home and it didn't work.
Okay, that tells me there's something wrong with your home Wi-Fi rather than with your laptop.
Yeah, except other people here are working it. So, okay.
Well, no, what it still may mean is that it's somehow forgotten your Wi-Fi at home. And therefore is not connecting, not because it can't actually find it, but because you've never told it to connect to it. Or it thinks you've never told it to connect to it.
Okay, so, I'll go look for it again, right?
Right. Just go in and reconnect.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
And see what happens. If that doesn't work, then yes, you're probably right. There's something odd with the hardware, but I can't. But let's start there, as that's the most likely thing.
Okay.
All right, thanks. One of the issues we always have with something like Wi-Fi, and with any sort of diagnosis or repair for our own systems, is that we don't have the extensive sets of tools, or indeed just other computers, to play around with. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 39 minutes after the hour. It's Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Soundbites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Meet Maria and James, a young couple smart about money.
We clip grocery coupons.
Save our change for laundry.
I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And Steve Ray is on the phone. It is 44 minutes after the hour, and we are Soundbites. Pledges are coming in. Please be patient with us. Stay on the line if you aren't being picked up quickly. We only have poor Steve who's doing that while Dave is working the board and I'm talking on the air. We want to thank Larry, Mike, Tom, Victor, Frank, and Jerry, and Carl for their very generous donations. And right now we have Tom on the line from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Tom. What's your question?
I just noticed, maybe it's always been there, but I just noticed it for the first time. And when I'm on the Internet, I use Internet Explorer. In the bottom right, there's a box, and it says that I'm on Network 4 Internet Access.
Yeah.
Okay, that's normal then.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't have a worry there.
But I ran the Security Tangle, and I just had some questions about Security Tangle.
Sure.
You know, when I download, update all the files that you recommend or all the programs, the option is to run or save. And I usually save them, correct?
Perfect. And then you can run them afterwards.
Yes, yeah, but that doesn't overwrite the old versions.
No, it saves it. Generally speaking, it depends. But generally speaking, the file name also includes the version number, so it will save it as a different version.
Yeah, so I go through and then I'll just delete the old version.
Perfect.
Do I need Revo Installer to do that, or can I just delete the program?
No, you just delete the program in that case, because each update will overwrite the old version in memory.
And then when I'm in the safe mode, you know, and I'm looking for the program, you know, when I hit Start Programs, and it doesn't show all the programs that I saved. It'll show Avast and Super Anti-Spyware, but it'll only show the older versions. So then I have to go through and search to find out where they are. Shouldn't, if the program has been downloaded, shouldn't it show when I go to Start in all programs?
Not necessarily, because you are in safe mode. You may have to go into programs, the programs folder.
Yeah, I go through Windows Explorer to find them and then, open them up. So,
that's the way.
And then my last question is, when I run Avast, I get a note that it says the installer is unable to initialize early Avast self-defense with, and then it gives me an error number, and it says aborting. And then it wouldn't run at first, but then it finally does run. And then sometimes on the results, I'll get, shows a bunch of files where it says the archive is password protected. And it'll tell me what files they are, and usually they're, I can't remember what they were now. I don't know if it was a Java file or the, but whatever, you know, then when I try to find them, I can't find them. What is that when it says the archive is password protected under the results section after I run Avast?
What that means is, particularly if it's a Java file.
Yeah.
It may have, and the extension is JAR if you're looking at extensions. And what happens is that's an archived volume of stuff that Java uses. And often they are password protected because people who write that code don't want you stealing their code.
Okay, so it's not necessarily a bad file.
Not necessarily, no.
All right. And then lots of times when I set up my computer for their malware bytes. It always tells me that it's, you know, that it hasn't been downloaded in 300 days or something like that. Even though I do download it every time I run Security Tangle.
Well, you need to not only download the version, but also then update it inside itself.
Okay. All right. Oh, there's an update option there on that program?
Yep, you got it.
Okay, yep. I'll do that. All righty. They don't use that CW Shredder anymore?
You can use it. It isn't as most antivirus programs now include it, but you can still run it separately if you want to.
Yeah, and same thing with Stinger. I can't find Stinger.
Right, that hasn't been used.
Yeah, that's long gone and past.
All right, I always print out some of your old instructions on Security Tango, and I know the newer one doesn't have that.
Right,
so.
Exactly.
All righty, well, thank you for your help.
Thank you, Tom.
Sir.
Good luck.
Yeah, a lot of the malware programs will have two pieces to it, the actual program that you download. And then once you have the program installed, you check for updates to the definition files in that program.
Right.
And those definition updates come out often daily. And the program updates may come out, you know, a couple of times a year. So that was an issue that even after you download the program, you still need to check for updates.
Right. Thanks. Should I write that down?
It was a pledge, but he accidentally pledged on the Soundbites page, not the Jazz page.
Oh, okay. I'll fix that at some later point. I will fix that. Okay.
Yeah, we also have a donate button on the Soundbites webpage to help keep the Soundbites page working.
Yeah, it costs money to run Soundbites, and so.
But our pledge drive now is for Jazz Radio Station in general, and this show in specific.
Right. All right. Our next caller is Frank from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Frank. What's up?
Hi, I had a question about Dropbox. I have a laptop that I take away with me on vacation, and I generally use Dropbox to update the files. So I was going on vacation, I backed up everything to the laptop and an external hard drive. When I got back from vacation and started everything up on my desktop, and a file in Quicken was corrupted. So I threw away that file and figured I had it backed up on the laptop. So I opened up the laptop, and the file was corrupted there, too.
Right. If you have a corrupted file and you back it up, you get a backed up corrupted file.
Well, I didn't know if it was backed up to Dropbox, and Dropbox transmitted the file to the laptop and corrupted that file.
It is possible. Not likely, but possible. Generally speaking, if you get a corrupted download from anything like Dropbox or Google Drive or any of those, you will get a message from Windows itself saying, I had an issue downloading this file. Corrupted file, couldn't download, whatever it might be. And so that's a slightly different issue. If you didn't get that message, then it's more likely that the file was corrupted before you backed it up.
So even though it looked okay when I was leaving, it looked okay when I backed it up, but when I turned it back on, you think it was corrupted? Even though it looked okay on the screen, it was corrupted after I closed it and then backed everything up. Do you think it was corrupted at that point?
It's more likely. If you backed up to the Dropbox and to the hard drive, to the external drive from your local hard drive.
Well, that's what I did, and it was corrupted on the external drive also.
Right. Then, and that never touched Dropbox, right? So it's more likely that the issue came from your machine rather than from Dropbox.
Okay, so Dropbox is okay then, is what you're saying. Because I haven't used it since. I've been worried about it.
Right. Well, like I said, if there is an issue, you will get a message, and if you ignore that message, will have a problem.
How does it know it's corrupted, though?
Well, it doesn't know it's corrupted. It knows it had an issue with the download. Well, no, here's the deal. If you have a corrupted file that you send to Dropbox and download again later, that's not going to be an issue. Dropbox is going to be happy. But if the file is corrupted by Dropbox in transmission, there's all kinds of checks and balances that happen.
Oh, okay. So if it's a file's corrupted, it's going to go. So if something like that happened and there's a corrupted file up there, how do I get it out of Dropbox so it doesn't transmit it to all my other?
Well, you would need to know it's corrupted.
Well, I can see it on when I open the OneProg program.
Right, and then you just delete it from Dropbox, and then it's gone.
Oh, okay. So I open the Dropbox and delete it from there. That's what I should do.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I can still use it and just be careful what I'm doing, I guess. Okay, great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Right, bye.
I was trying to remember while I was taking that pledge there. Doesn't Dropbox do some versioning itself? So you can go back a version and maybe find it before it was corrupted?
I honestly do not know that. We want to thank Carl and Steve and Wayne for their very generous donations. Thank you so much to all of you. I forgot to thank Jerry, who pledged yesterday during the open house. We had a wonderful time. What do I mean by pledging? Well, we are in a pledge drive, and that means you have a golden opportunity, which you should not miss, to join the Soundbites family. Just give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. A toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. Make a pledge. Become a member of the family. Now is probably the best time to do it because we're going to take a slightly longer break while we do the top of the hour stuff. There's only two reasons to not make that call. One, you're already a member. Two, you're driving. So if you're driving, pull over, put it in park, and make the call.
Or they already just pledged.
That's what I said. You're already a member.
Oh, sorry.
You're already a member or you're driving. So please, give us a call. Make that pledge. We need your help. We need your support. And the way you do it is you call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Do it now before you forget. You know you love this show or you would not be listening. You know you want to tune in again next week because you tune in every week. Help us keep this show on the air. I cannot stress that enough. I'm serious about that. Help us keep this show on the air, and please give us your love in the form of dollars and keep this show alive. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415.
As we've said before, you know, unlike some of these other stations that, you know, get public assistance or they're, you know, they got a big advertising budget, we don't. I mean, the folks on this are underwriters. You don't hear a lot of ads, you know. I mean, you go to a lot of these other stations and you get inundated with more advertising and that type of stuff than you actually do content.
Yep.
Whereas you come here and the big drive for Rob is music. He's cutting the breaks even shorter so that he can give you more of what you tune into. And that's great jazz. One other thing that I'd like to point out. During the Jazz Fest, this is the only station that turns around and gives away passes and tickets. And we're giving tickets away throughout the year to Jiva, to RPL. I mean, there's always chances we're always doing other stuff. You know, because Rob always tries to keep us on the cutting edge and reasons that, you know, why you enjoy this. Because we're one of, I think, still one of seven. It's only seven live jazz stations.
And it's not just jazz. During the week, it's jazz 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
But on weekends, it's an eclectic mix of all kinds of really wonderful and weird stuff that you would never see on another station, that you would never hear anywhere else on the radio dial. And we bring that stuff to you because we know that you, the Rochester community, the Western New York community, wants this stuff. And one of the things we have heard you want is sound bites. But again, we need you to vote. And you do that with your dollars. Please call 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415. Just like Dan or Don. Just like Don did. Thank you so much for your donation, Don. We appreciate it.
And I did find that Dropbox does do version control, so it keeps track of the old versions of files you sync. And I posted a link to how to get back to those old versions. So to our previous caller, you may be able to get back to a previous file that's not corrupted. One thing I have noticed is that Quicken and QuickBook files often don't like to live on Dropbox because they're not a single file. It's a database structure, especially QuickBooks. And if you end up with multiple people editing it at the same time, it doesn't work very well. Some people try to use it as a quick file sharing server, but it doesn't work like that for QuickBooks.
Right, right. All right, we are going to take a slightly longer break now, so this is the perfect time to call and make your pledge, 585-966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. And we'll be back with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 59 minutes after the hour, and you're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe. And it's right here on the truly great and the solely member-supported Jazz 90.1. So please, think, pledge, and we'll be back on the other side.
Sound bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, boy, have we got an opportunity for you. I am delighted to announce that once again, and we only do this twice a year, once again, we are giving you, the Soundbites audience, the opportunity to become members of Jazz 90.1. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are giving you the opportunity to pledge around Soundbites. We only do this a couple of times a year. As you know, we are a member-supported radio station. We don't get money from this government. We don't get money from the federal government, from the state government, from a local government.
We don't get money from even Rob for
us. We don't even get money for anybody. We are truly member-supported. All the money that keeps this station alive comes from you, and we need your help. I know that these are difficult economic times. I really, truly do get that. But if you really like this station, if you really do want to see it continue, please, please pledge. The numbers are 585-966-5299, toll free 1-800-790-0415, or of course, being the geeks that you are, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Now, if and when you, and I will say when you call, you may be on hold for quite a while. That's because we really are not ready to do a call-in thing. This station was never designed for that. And although Rob took a heck of a chance putting us on the air, we'd love to redo the entire phone system here specifically for taking pledges and doing sound bites, but that costs a lot of money. And so far, indications are that ain't going to happen. So what we'd love is if you folks would pick up the phone, make the call, make a pledge. It takes less than 2 minutes. And let me talk about a couple of the things you get. There's all kinds of swag. You can get...
thank you gifts.
Yeah, yes. Thank you gifts as opposed to swag. But it's you get there's clothing. There's hats and shirts and pants and jackets and all that other stuff. There's mugs and there's things and there's stuff. But one of the big ones, at the $90.10 level, get it, 90.1, okay, level and above, is the Jazz 90.1 Extended Member Card. And what that does is that gives you a discount at all kinds of retailers. Lots of places to eat, lots of other things. I'll tell you what, we use it all the time. And I've more than made back the money that I donated to this station, more than made it back. And if you look at the back of the page, back page of the little booklet that comes with it, you will see that you also have a number of online retailers, including Apple and Dell, that you can use your card at, get a discount, get points. The points actually translate to dollars, and you can either take those dollars through PayPal or get them transferred to your account, or in fact, you can pledge them back to Jazz 90.1, which would be lovely. But whatever you do, please make the call, make the pledge. We need your help. This is not a joke. We don't stay on the air when you don't pledge, because this station needs your support to keep running. There's almost 100 people on the stream right now, mm-hmm. and we need all of you to be members. Go to jazz901.org and make the pledge. If you're listening to us on the air, 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299. If you're listening on the stream or through Ustream, and you're not in the 58 or on the Hangout, and you're not in the 585 area code, it's 1-800-790-0415. And of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
Val, who called in, wanted to know why I keep saying, I don't understand why you keep saying about Stinger. You know, that it's not really. Yeah, they update it, but here's the thing. They update it, and then maybe one or two questions are not doing much to the program as far as adding to the list, because viruses have gotten more or less outdated.
Yeah, Stinger's main purpose was to scan for viruses that intentionally work around antivirus software.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a very small list that your antivirus software won't catch.
Right.
So that's what Stinger was designed for.
And over the years now, viruses aren't the big culprit. It's the spyware and malware. Because they want to get in there. They want to track where you're going so they can sell that information to other people. So you get inundated with ads or malware to steal other personal information on your computers. They make money off of that. Viruses, all they were was a form of harassment. To mess up your machine and, you know, cause you grief and wipe out files or do this or do that. Malware and spyware have intent.
Right.
By intent, I mean they're there to serve some purpose and make money for other people. You know, you've heard folks call us in and say, well, you know, I got this one program. It says for $79.95, if I buy this program, it'll clean up my machine. And I did it, and I'm still infected. Well, yeah, you were had. They wound up putting the malware on there that threw up their ad saying your machine's infected, go to this site and we'll clean it. And they got the money and they ran.
And they may have cleaned out the other malware, but put their own in so they get the money.
Exactly. Right.
So, yeah, and that's an important thing. Hey, you know what we should
Although, ironically, about? Stinger was updated yesterday.
Yeah, it does get updated, yeah. And it isn't a bad thing to run. I always said it's not a bad thing to run. It isn't as essential as it used to be, but it's never a bad thing to run. And one thing we should talk about is this very cool thing called Jazz-O-Matic. Thank you. Sound effects by Steve Ray. One of the things you can do is pledge, instead of pledging all in one lump sum, because, like I said, we know these are parlous economic times. We do. But if you decide you would like to make a larger pledge to Soundbites, one of the things you can do is become a Jazz-O-Matic member. For a minimum pledge of $10 or more per month, you decide how many months, you decide how much per month, and we automatically take that, and you get an email about it. And that could last for a year, could last for 2 years. You could just make it permanent, I suppose. I don't think you can, actually. I think you have to give a number of months. But it's real simple. You get the great gifts. If you would prefer not to take the deduction, you can get the gifts. So there's all kinds of things that you can do. And we would love to have more Jazz-O-Matic members. It's painless for you. It's easy for us, and it keeps this station on the air. And with that, our friends Brad and Diana, I would like to thank them, and I would like to thank Anonymous for their pledges. Thank you so much to both of you. We're very, very pleased.
Yeah, so it's really, really nice when we have our family of listeners donate to us year after year. That's what helps keep us on the air.
Yeah.
Names that we hear every week, you know, people calling in. They've pledged, so they can call in without guilt. Someone who hasn't pledged, we'll put a little bit of guilt on you to call in and make your pledge. Just a little bit, though.
Well, I also have to hit up some of my folks. Some of the folks know I do a Thursday night show every so often. And I know Amos out there and Dan and Bill, you guys listen to me all the time on Thursday nights and say how much you really enjoyed it when I'm on Thursday nights. That, again, what's unique about this radio station? When I'm on Thursday nights and I know a number of the other DJs do it, which you won't hear on too many other stations, they'll say, tell you what, if you got a particular song you want to hear, call it. And if we've got it in the library, we'll pull it, we play it. You know what? I've been doing that for over a year and a half now, and folks love it. They call in. If I've got that CD, I put it on. I don't sit there and say, yeah, if I can get around to it, and never put it up. Rob, like I said, trying to make this station very unique, making you want to listen to it. The other point is, and this really gets me, I've been going to the Jazz Fest now. It'll be coming up on 5 years.
Yeah.
We go down there. We're down there for the whole 2 weeks. And, you know, we get so many folks going by and saying, you know, I love your station, listen all the time. If we could get everybody that even just goes by the Jazz, comes to the Jazz Fest to drop in $1, we wouldn't have to have fun drives all year round. Just $1 from every person that goes there, because there is a mob scene there. But you know what? Unfortunately, that didn't happen. And right now, we've got to come to you folks, again, twice a year, to help pull up that slack and say, yeah, I love what you guys are doing with this station. You know, the great music, the other variety of programs. Keep it going. But you're not going to get it to keep going unless you step up and do your part.
Hey, you know what? One of my favorite things is when people come up to me and say, oh, you guys are begging again. That's so annoying. My response is always, you're not a member, are you?
Yeah.
And they always go, how did you know? Because if you're not a member, the pledge drive is annoying.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a member, you're smug.
Yes.
Because you know that you're already involved in this. You're already there. You're already part of the family. So why should you out there, I'm talking to you now, you know who you are. Why should you be sitting there annoyed at this? Make the call, make the pledge, and instead of being annoyed, you'll be smug. Not only is it better for your blood pressure, but everybody around you will be annoyed with you, which is going to make you even happier. So make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Yes, we do have pledge levels anywhere from $35 to $1,000, but you can pledge any amount you want to pledge. We've had people pledge $10. We've had people pledge $25. Whatever you've got, we will take it. Although, even at that $1,000 level, if you think about it, that's $2.75 a day. That's half a cup of coffee. If you put away the price of one, get yourself a jar, put it on your dresser, label it the Jazz Jar. Every day, put the price of one cup of coffee in that jar.
And that'll just help your blood pressure too.
And that'll help your blood pressure too. At the end of that year, count it up, be amazed, and donate that to Jazz 90.1. I guarantee you will be surprised at how much you pay. And let me remind you, the pricier the coffee, the crappier the coffee. So, if you're one of those
I thought that was Civet coffee.
Yeah, Civet coffee is the crappiest coffee. Exactly. Because if you don't know what Civet coffee is, look it up. C-I-V-E-T. I promise you, you will never drink it. But it's what they do is...
It's incredibly similar.
No, I'm sorry.
Civet is a type of feline in Africa.
A cat.
It's a cat.
Yeah, I gather that. Okay.
And what they do is they feed it coffee beans. The civet cannot digest coffee beans, so they can harvest them again later.
No.
And they, yes. And they say that this changes the travel through the civet alimentary canal, changes the flavor of the coffee bean into something heavenly. Hey, I'm just telling you what people say. My feeling is there are
no way.
Yeah. My feeling is that, in fact, what's happened is somebody's found, and this stuff is ridiculously expensive, too, by the way. And I would charge a lot if I had to harvest civet coffee, too. But
yeah, if you could survive.
What I believe is happening is there's a concerted effort out in the world, a team of people who are trying to figure out just how much money they can soak coffee snobs for.
$1 a gram. At this one company.
I'm sorry, but something that goes in one animal's one end and comes out the other and they're harvesting it to make more money on it? That's not right.
You know what, though? God bless whoever thought that. It's like the marketing genius who added the word repeat. Lather, rinse, repeat. Now you're using twice as much shampoo.
And how many,
well done you.
How many people have died in the shower because it never says stop?
Yeah. There are some computer people out there right now still repeating.
But their hair is really clean.
Their hair is what's left is really clean. And then also the great marketing genius who filled, on camera, filled a toothbrush with this huge glob of toothpaste, which you need about a third of that to actually get your mouth clean.
Yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant campaign. But we don't do any of that. We don't trick you. We tell you straight out we need your money. Please give us a call. Again, the number is 585-966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge very securely online at jazz901.org. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and what a great time to call. Member supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on Member Supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 25 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And remember, we are in the middle of a pledge drive. It's a barren period here right now. Please give us a call. 585-966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Now is the perfect time to do that because we're going to talk to Brian from Pavilion, New York. Welcome, Brian. What's your question?
How you doing, guys?
Good. Brian, please don't yell. You're distorting, and I can't understand a word you're saying.
I'm sorry. It's a brand new Bluetooth. I just bought it yesterday. I'm getting used to it.
Okay, good luck.
Actually, just if I may state that I'm a member, and I pledged last year. I'm due to re-up. And just so if anyone's afraid of pledging to the Enterprise, to the station, and to you guys, not to worry about, like, your information getting sold or given to anybody else either. I've not heard a word of harassment from you or the station to re-up, so
Thank you, very important.
Most of that charitable organizations, once you give them a dime, they'll spend a dollar sending you more crap to, you guys don't do that. So if anybody's hesitating to up just for that reason, that's nothing to worry about.
Excellent. Thank you much, Brian.
Oh, sure. But anyway, I had a question. I've got a hobby computer I'm messing with. Pretty much a experienced user. I want to do a dual boot with a 7 and 98. And there's ways to do that. Seems to be an awful lot of work and a lot of, not necessarily, since it's a hobby computer, there's not a lot of risk involved. But is there just a simple way to load a 98, like, onto an external hard drive and just USB that in?
Yeah, that'd be the easiest way, is a second hard drive, either a second internal drive, or even a partition on your main drive, although that's a little trickier, or an external drive, although booting from USB would be pretty slow.
Why do you need to go to 98?
Well, I've got a database program that mm-hmm. we use at work. It's something everyone's familiar with, and it just doesn't play nice with anything else. It doesn't really run a loading compatibility mode. It's also has some code and things that I wrote in it. It just doesn't have a proper library.
Okay, all right. What I would suggest, Brian.
But the easiest way would just be have a 98 system that I could go into.
Yep.
All right. Hold on. You can do just a virtual window.
I tried that.
Virtual Windows 98.
I did some work with that. I used VirtualBox on it. And I ended up wrestling with it, and I didn't have a lot of success.
How much RAM do you have in your current machine?
Around 2 gig.
There's How much?
2 gig.
Yeah. 2 gig isn't enough for Windows 7 alone, let alone running a second OS, too.
Right. You want 4 gig really is a minimum for Windows 7. And it, depending on the size of your virtual machine, 6 gig or 8 gig would be better.
Even though 98 only needs one or two, Windows right. 7 needs
so you're
more.
You're talking about $100 internet refurbish Dell is not adequate?
Yeah.
Shocking, that's true. Sorry.
Okay. Well, that sounds like, I'm having a lot of problems with the, just getting it to run properly. So yeah. Maybe that's just it. Maybe I should go shopping for some chips.
Yeah. Well, I would look for a machine. If you want to run a virtual machine, 6 gig is a minimum. 8 gig is certainly better. If you want to run Windows 7 alone, 4 gig is a minimum.
How about I certainly can take care of it. I don't have any computers. I don't have any computers that I have any sort of power like that. And because I don't really do a lot of processing.
But now you want to.
Well, and that's why installing Windows 98 on a second drive would be the easiest thing to do.
No, I tried to do that. I do have a second drive that kicking around. It's a USB drive. Isn't there weak, very poor support for USB in Windows 98?
Well, that's the problem with Windows 98 is booting. You could make that your main boot and put Windows 7 on an external drive, but the other way around does not work well.
Yeah, so put Windows 98 on the internal SATA drive or IDE drive even, and then Windows 7 on the USB drive.
Now, how would I select it? Would I just change the BIOS to go to USB first, then?
Right,
and then
right.
If it's not there, then, okay.
But if you're
looking... I figured I'd call you guys to save me a lot of work. So there's so much disinformation and trouble on the net for doing that. And everyone's got an opinion, and,
Brian?
I appreciate it. Hey, I had a question for you if you guys got a minute. Another question.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Brian. I've been trying to talk for like 5 minutes. Here's something I'd like to suggest. If you're actually talking about buying a second machine, put Windows 7 on that machine and put 98 on that old 2 gig machine, and now all your problems are solved.
Maybe I'll do that. Well, so there are two separate locations. I was kind of messing with one to see if it gets work, and then once I got it to work properly, then I would maybe I'll just go ahead and do that. It's probably a good solution.
Yep. All righty.
Well, listen, I thank you very much, and I will read up next month. I think I got another 2 months before my year's up, and once a year's good enough.
Sure.
Once a year is good enough. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, guys.
Have fun. Yep.
Bye. I was supposed to give a presentation on virtualization at the CIDR meeting last Wednesday that got snowed out. So I've been playing with Wine on my Mac. So I installed Wine and VirtualBox. So I got Windows 7 and Windows 8 in a VirtualBox. So running Windows 8 on my Mac is interesting. But I've been playing with Wine a little bit. And Wine itself is kind of tricky to configure and install and command lines. But I found a program called Wine Bottler that does all the tricky stuff for you. And then there's a commercial program called Crossover that does all the tricky stuff for you, too, and gives you support. So it's
support, never a bad thing.
Right, but I was just giving a presentation, so I didn't care.
Right. I've been thinking about running it here, but, of course, this machine is very much like Brian's. It's only a 2-gig machine, and it's already chugging away.
Yeah.
Everything is redlined here while I'm running.
Now that I've upgraded to the new i7, my processors are barely ticking over now, which is nice. But I should mention that the Apple Cider Saturday Q&A meeting is being held. The weather is perfect today. And that's at the Tech Age Computer Learning Center at the JCC, starting about 3:00. And if you're in the area, it's a nice place to go to help get your Mac questions answered.
Yep. And we did have a question come in from Mark via the Hangout. And he has a question on NASs and how to integrate them into your home system. NAS stands for Network Attached Storage. And basically, that's hanging a hard drive off of your network. Not connected to a computer, just connected to the network.
A hard drive with an Ethernet port. Or the new ones now are Wi-Fi, right, which right. is slower.
There are new Wi-Fi ones, and they're slower if you've got a decent speed on your system. And this dirty little secret, of course, is there actually is a computer with an operating system on there. Almost everyone I know of runs Linux because Linux is free. And it's a tiny little bit of Linux that runs and presents that hard drive on the network as if it were the hard drive in another Windows machine somewhere. So everybody can attach to it because Windows attaches to Windows, Macs attached to Windows drives, Linux attaches to Windows.
Some of the NASs support the Mac native file sharing format, right. AFP, but most of them are the SMB Windows format.
Right. And so what you do is, actually, this is generally, depending on which one you buy, generally a ridiculously easy way to add large amounts of storage to your network.
Yep.
You just plug it into your router, and there it is. And you go find it on your network by opening, if you're in Windows, you open up Network. And wait till it boots up, wait till it's running, blah, 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 blah. Then boot up, then hit that network button, and you'll see all the things on your network. One of them will be the new NAS drive, whatever its name happens to be. And then you can save files to it and load files from it, do whatever you want.
One of the neat things is you can use it as a backup device to back up your computer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's especially handy on laptops that tend to walk around the house and you don't plug a physical backup drive into it. We hear that from customers now and then that, yeah, I have a backup drive, but I never get around to plugging it in.
Right, right.
So if it's a backup drive on your network, you don't have to plug it in because your computer is connected to the network. We've also been playing with the LaCie Fuel network drive that has iOS apps. And so you can have a small iPad, you know, the 16, 32 gig iPads, and you get a terabyte network drive and put all your big media, movie, and picture files on that and then stream it to your iPad. And it's a little tiny box about the size of a deck of cards. And it's a really neat way to have extra space for your mobile devices.
Nice. Absolutely nice.
And it works as a regular NAS drive for your computers, too.
Yeah. So I don't know if that answered your question, Mark.
So you can plug a hard drive into your computer and share it to the network.
Right. That's called the thing that Steve was just talking about is called the LaCie Fuel, F-U-E-L. He'll put that up on the website, on the Soundbites website. And that'll be pretty nice. And integrating them into your home system is just as simple as finding them on the network and connecting to that drive. And then it will always be available to you, to do what you need to with it.
Yeah.
We had one on our system for the longest time. And I automated backup to it so that there was never a real issue.
Yeah, the Fuel has a battery in it, so you can carry it with you. The point of the iDevices are mobile,
right?
So you keep the hard drive in your backpack, your briefcase, and it's Wi-Fi. So you know you could be 100 feet away from your backpack and still be streaming your video.
Nice.
And it will stream up to five streams at once, so you can have several people connected to your Fuel and streaming video.
Right. All right, and remember, people, please help us, please. It is pledge drive time, and we need your help. We've talked about this many times in the past. This station lives or dies by the member support that we get. Last pledge drive, we did not make our goal, and we need your help to get there today. So please make the call, 585-966-5299, toll free 1-800-790-0415. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org, and we would appreciate whatever amount you have. You can we have levels from $35 to $1,000, but if you want to pledge $10, $50, $120, and $0.37, whatever you want to pledge, we will be happy to take that pledge. It is you, the members. And if you're already a member, thank you so much. check to make sure it's not renewal time for you. Or you can always just make an extra donation for the heck of it. It certainly doesn't hurt to do that.
It would
make us happy.
Just get to the pledge drive over sooner.
That's exactly right. And
there is no wrong amount.
And
right.
If you're a big corporate sponsor, you can make one big pledge and end the drive now.
That's right.
And take it as a tax write-off.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And then we can all go back.
Corporate taxes are due today.
Corporate taxes are due today. It is the Ides of March. So all you have to do is make that pledge. You can do it by calling 585-966-5299. 1-800-790-0415, or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. When we say we're member supported, we ain't kidding. We don't get federal money, state money, local money. We don't get any of that kind of money. That money goes to other corporations who say they're publicly funded, but not us. We are truly publicly funded. We are truly member supported. It is you people who make this particular station tick. And without you, it will not be here. There's not a joke there. Nobody's going to swoop in and save us. We don't get a National Endowment from the Arts grant or any of that other stuff. So all we ask is that you make the pledge. 966-5299, 1-800-790-04. 15 or at jazz901.org. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, are going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with a whole lot more of the longest running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites on the solely member supported Jazz 90.1.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1. Turn your radio down. 2. Turn your radio down lower. 3. Remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4. Make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5. Calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we're coming down to the edge.
Sure, easy for you to say.
Wake me up when it's over. To the end of this week's pledge drive. We do this a couple of times a year. We come to you and give you the opportunity to become members of Jazz 90.1. And we'd be honored and delighted if you would take advantage of that membership. And indeed become a member of the longest running computer show in the known universe and of the greatest jazz station on earth. One of seven in the entire world. Talk about being rare. You can be a member of one of the rarest things on earth. One of seven jazz
very
stations.
Elite club.
Very elite club. And you can be a member. All you have to do is make a pledge. And the phone number in the 585 area code is 966-5299. If you're outside that 585 area code, it's 1-800-790-0415. And because you're a geek, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We want to thank the folks who have pledged so far. Chronologically, that's Larry, Mike, Tom, Victor, Frank, Jerry, Carl, Steve, Wayne, Don, Betty, Richard, Brandon, Diana, Anonymous, and Larry. And we want to thank each and every one of you for your very generous donations. I know that in these parlous economic times, it's tough to reach into your pocket and pay for something like this. But we hope that you value what we do enough that you will make that pledge. And the only way that we stay on the air is if you make that pledge. So if you want to hear us next week, if you want to hear us the week after, if you want to hear us for the next year, make that pledge, and it's real easy to do. There are over 90 of you on the stream right now listening via the Jazz 90.1 audio stream. There are a bunch of you listening on Ustream. There are several of you listening on the watching on YouTube or in the Hangout. Each and every one of you needs to be a member of this station, whether it's at the $35 level, the $1,000 level, or any number in between or below or above. And as Steve said, if there's somebody out there who would like to donate $50,000, we'll stop pledging right now.
That'd be sweet.
That, well, once we actually get the money in our hand, we will stop pledging right there. Yeah. So please give us a call. Make that pledge. It only takes a couple of minutes. It's fairly painless. And instead of being annoyed at these pledge drives, you can feel smug knowing that you, too, are a member of the Jazz 90.1 family and can look down at all of those slugs who are not. So please feel free to give us a call. I don't know which of these many things I should be reading next. Oh, we should read this one because it has to do with, we've got two actually that that have to do with storage. Google is cutting the monthly cost of extra storage for Google Drive. Users always receive 15 gigs for free, but they can now jump up to 100 gigabytes for $1.99 a month, down from the previous price of $4.99 a month. Perhaps the most appealing option is the 1 terabyte tier, which has fallen from $49.95 a month all the way down to $9.95 a month. $10 a month, $120 a year. It's a terabyte of online storage. Any storage you buy from Google Drive also goes toward other Google services, including Gmail and Google Plus Photos. So for less than $10, you can reserve enough space to back up your entire mobile photo library and then some. Or using Google's own example, choosing the terabyte option would allow you to take a selfie twice a day for the next 200 years and still have room left over. If you somehow need more than that, Tier's offering 10 terabytes and up, start at $99. Google is undercutting Dropbox significantly with the move. 100 gigabytes of Dropbox storage runs $10 or $9.95 a month, while 500 gig is priced at $49.99. That's Dropbox. Price changes are effective immediately. So, would you consider a terabyte of online storage for $10 a month? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can also make a pledge at that time before you talk to us on the phone. And the other story that has to do with storage, Sony and Panasonic have named the next generation storage discs that will be the successor to Blu-ray. They revealed it will be called the archival disc. It will eventually hold a terabyte of data, the equivalent of 250 DVD films. 300 gigabyte versions of the disc will launch in 2015. They'll be aimed at big companies that need to store vast amounts of data. The firm signed an agreement to work on the next generation storage medium last summer. The first iteration will be a double-sided disc with three layers of data per side, 300 gigabyte capacity. Current dual-layer Blu-ray discs store up to 50 gigabytes. Over the time, those two firms will roll out 500 gigabyte and 1 terabyte versions of the disc. In an era of digital and cloud storage, some have questioned the point of such discs, but actually such systems are crucial, thinks Gartner analyst Paul O'Donovan. If you want to hand on your photos to your grandchildren, you're going to need somewhere to store it all. Cloud servers have to store massive amounts of data and have to be able to hold on to it for a long time. Panasonic and Sony were also keen to talk up the benefits of physical discs. Optical discs have excellent properties to protect themselves against the environment, such as dust resistance and water resistance, to withstand changes in temperature and humidity when stored. Facebook has begun the installation of 10,000 Blu-ray discs in a prototype storage cabinet as backup for users' photos and videos. Such a system would reduce its cost by 50% and use 80% less energy compared to traditional storage. Fujifilm is developing a 1 terabyte optical disc that uses 2-photon absorption technology for release in 2015. Eventually, we'll have molecular holographic systems that will store data in 3 dimensions. What would you store on a terabyte optical drive? We know what Steve would store. Give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Of course, those are also the numbers you use to pledge, and you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Speaking of which, We would like to thank Patricia for her generous pledge, and we are very pleased to add her to the Soundbites family. Thank you.
That's always been the problem with optical drives, CDs, DVDs. They've been so much smaller than hard drives. You know, the early thing was that you would back up the floppy disks when you had a 5 meg hard drive that was 5 floppy disks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started getting into 100 meg drives. So you needed CDs. That was 700 megs. And then DVDs are 4,000 megs. Blu-rays are 25 gigs per side.
Right.
And so 50 gig isn't much on your terabyte hard drive. So it would still take too many disks to back up your drive. So, and we hear that from a lot of people. What should I back up on? Easiest thing is another hard drive.
Right.
And, you know, a terabyte hard drive for under $100, it's the easiest thing to do.
And they're so cheap. Yeah. But if they even online space, go down to $9.99
a month, which is $120 a year, which is pretty much the cost of a terabyte drive.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So if for my money, you get both. And then you've got two copies of your data backed up, which means now if you need to restore your data, mm-hmm. it's right there on your local terabyte drive. If there's, God forbid, something happens to your house, your whole house, you've lost both the backup
CYA.
And the regular one. You've got it online as well. And,
yep.
and that's $10 a month. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
That's ridiculously cheap. Of course
it depends on how important your data is to you.
That's right.
And that's what, you know, I run into a lot of folks. They still say, well, you know, I want to get the stuff back. Well, where's your backup? Well, I meant to. You know, that 20 cents yep. isn't even going to get you.
We hear that all the time.
We used to get students who would come and say, there's something wrong with my thumb drive and my thesis is on it. Can you get it back? I said, I'll try. But in the meantime, maybe you should just use your backup. Oh, I don't have a backup. Okay, let me get this straight. It wasn't worth $5 for you to buy an extra thumb drive, but I should spend 2 weeks of my time bringing this back? I don't think so.
Yeah, commercial data recovery services, DriveSaver is one of the biggest ones. You're looking at $1,000 minimum to recover data from a crashed hard drive. Because they literally go in with an electron microscope in a clean room in spacesuits and look at it bit by bit and see which direction the little magnetic particle is pointing. Is it north-south or is it south-north? Okay, that's a one. We'll go to the next one.
Yep.
And your terabyte hard drive, that's a trillion bytes. What is it?
8 trillion bits.
8 trillion bits, you know, plus any error correction. So 8 trillion
right,
bits.
9 trillion bits is what it really would be.
And they have to look at them one at a time.
Yep.
So yeah, spend $100. Yeah, spend $100. Buy a second hard drive and get all your stuff backed up in a second copy
right,
of it.
Right. All right. I really want to thank Larry, Mike, Tom, Victor, Frank, Jerry, Carl, Steve, Wayne, Don, Betty, Richard, Brad and Diana, Anonymous, Larry, and Patricia for their generous donations. Welcome to the family. We are done for the week. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray. I'm Nick Francesco. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, the best German music you'll hear all week will be spun by George and managed by Michael, so it's safe to listen. And we'll be back next week with a whole lot more of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. We're Soundbites on the solely member-supported Jazz 90.1.